Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jewish leaders speaking out about the 11 killed, 6 wounded in Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, one of the deadliest attacks on Jews in American history, are all noting it reflects an increase in hate crimes across the country. Jack Rosen is president of the American Jewish Congress. Jack, words fail. You know, we're so sorry about this wound to your community. But has this been in the back of your mind? You know, what were you thinking when you heard about this attack?
My first thought was this was a brutal anti-Semitic killing attack, not only on Jews, but Americans and our values. And the shock of it all was Jews have been living in America comfortable, accepted in all communities around the country. A sea change since the 50s and 60s and in anti-Semitism and bigotry against Jews and many minorities. And here we are again, one more time. This ugliness has not only popped to the surface, it does periodically, but it seems to have gripped a good number of people in America.
Well, let's talk about the climate in which it occurred. Jews make up about 2% of this country's population. The FBI data says they account for about half the country's religious hate crimes. According to the Anti-Defamation League, that's nearly 2,000 incidents in 2017, 500 more than the previous year. Have you been feeling that increase?
In the last 2-3 years, we see more anti-Semitic acts. Nazi symbols on Jewish cemeteries or schools. This act on Saturday is quite a shock to the community and to America, it seems.
And, you know, you saw the gathering there in Pittsburgh. Thousands of people came out. I hope you're feeling that support from across the board. And yet we heard the president say in his first remarks, it's hard to believe that this could happen in this day and age. I mean, you're saying somewhat the same thing, except you're saying that you are also aware of a rise in incidents. Do you think that maybe, possibly, this horrific act on Saturday, that maybe at the very, very least, you know, small consolation, but there can be a moment of people understanding that there is anti-Semitism in this country?
Yeah, I'm fearful that unless we mobilize, unless our political leadership decides to change its ways, there won't be any major changes taking place. You know, there's an opportunity next week when we vote in America. Maybe those that have been spewing out some of this viral language, you know, politicians, those who have not spoken out against intolerance, against minorities, and maybe that'll send a message and shock the system. You know, the answer to this are our political leaders. They have the microphones, and the most important political leader is our president. He has a bully pulpit and has the biggest microphone in the country. And I think it starts with him changing the tone of how he speaks about Americans and politicians from other parties. But it also has to go down to, you know, our representatives in Washington, our governors, our mayors. You know, it's a local issue. And if we can mobilize, you know, with a loud voice to make sure that they understand that this is not the American way, that Americans won't accept it, that they'll go to the polls if necessary to change it, and it becomes a priority, that's where it has to begin.
Well, actually, some would say we're hearing the opposite from the president, have been for a while. We know that the gunman in Pittsburgh shouted the same racist rant that was heard by those marching white nationalists in Charlottesville in August of 2017. And we know that, you know, online, these white nationalists, supremacists, Nazis, absolutely believe and foment the thinking that Jews are pulling the string somehow behind policies they don't like. Let's listen to these marchers. It's hard to hear, but let's listen to these marchers again in Charlottesville.
Will not replace us! Jews will not replace us!
A sound from a documentary that was put together that day. I mean, when you heard that's what the shooter was allegedly shouting in the synagogue, that had to be chilling.
Yes, of course, you know, coming off of Charlottesville and Charleston and other attacks, I think Americans are very conscious of the wrong tone being set in America. I know everybody speaking about the president having big responsibility in this because of you know, his views and his political rhetoric, we should all work hard to let him know that we don't accept that in America. But it's not only him is the point I'm trying to make. I was just happened to have been watching Reverend Sharpton's show on TV yesterday.
Al Sharpton and, on MSNBC, yeah.
Discussion tended to surround Trump, the bigotry and hatred that he shows, he's been showing, and the wrong tone he's been setting. And I said to myself, what about Farrakhan?
You're speaking of Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam.
You know, he just a few weeks ago said the Jews are terrorites. Why aren't you speaking out against him? Is that because you're a Democrat and Trump's a Republican? But our political leaders should also be speaking out against, you know, hatred coming from all sides, from all parties. We can maybe hold the president a little more responsible. You know, he has to, since he has the biggest microphone, he's going to have to, you know, live with the fact that he's the one they talk about the most. But we shouldn't forget other parties, all leaders don't just get a pass here in America.
Well, President Trump said that there were fine people on both sides in Charlottesville, and some took that as permission for those marchers.
Look, I don't think that you can talk about Nazis and the alt-right and Americans. I just don't think that comparison makes, you know, any sense to any of us Americans.
Jack Rosen, president of American Jewish Congress, thanks so much. And again, so sorry for the loss in your community.
Thank you for your kind thoughts and appreciate the time to be able to express the views of the Jewish community.